Thank you, dear Jesus, for sharing with us the secrets of your heart.
Amen.
My dear ones, tonight I discovered something very precious about heart dwellers. This channel is not for everybody because it leads right to the suffering heart of Jesus, our Lord. We are not just a Christian gathering. We are called into the depths of his passion and into travail over the world. That is why so many of us have physical pains. He is sharing with us something indescribably precious, his suffering heart. You cannot dwell in his heart without experiencing his agonies, and yet he calls us there to comfort him, to hold him, and be one with him and all that matters to him. Praise and worship is beautiful and certainly a way to shake off the shackles of this world's mindset and enter into the glories of the Lord, worshiping and loving him. But there's something very profound about sharing in his sufferings. Every day we encounter things that are important to us and must be done. But when we learn to dwell in his heart, only what is important to him becomes important to us. When we see his pain over the world and lost souls, the inconvenience or pain of suffering takes on a totally new meaning in our lives. It is a gift to us so that we have something to offer him and something to share with him. Even as Simon was given the extreme privilege of helping Jesus carry the cross. In heaven there will be no suffering, nothing more to offer him but our praise. In heaven there will only be joy, except for times, perhaps, times of transition when we'll return to the earth with him, or when we have to behold souls dying in sin. But we personally can no longer offer him our suffering in heaven unless we refuse to his heart and suffer what he suffers in that moment. Isn't it meaningful when we can comfort another soul and be there for them in their hour of extreme need? We become bonded to them by an experience as we accompany them. And so it is with the heart of God. The nectar of suffering is reserved for those who truly desire to be one with him. At first it is a fearful thing, repelling our senses. But then one look into those eyes of the one we love most dearly to see his glance of gratitude for not abandoning him in his hour of need. Once we look into those eyes, there's no price that we wouldn't gladly pay to be there with him. This is what drove the Italian teen, Chiara, to suffer the worst pains of cancer without medication. She was a part of a group that accompanied the abandoned Christ in his need. Every day we walk and surf through oceans of indifference towards Jesus. Every day he stands by suffering souls and embraces their pain to comfort them. But who embraces his pain? My precious heart dwellers, brides and victim souls, we are all called to comfort him in his ongoing passion over fallen man, even to the point where he grieves the loss of an unrepentant soul who did nothing but steal and murder his entire life. We will never truly know the agonies he goes through each day, but he may allow us to taste a drop of it to comfort him. The fact that we sought him out and wanted to keep him company is all that matters to him. He is totally smitten with the soul who has set their heart on his. And at this point, I felt I'd just wait for a moment and see if the Lord has something to say. Jesus began, "My brides, my precious ones, Eternity cannot even begin to disclose what your devotion to me has meant. As the pages of your lives unfold, I hold a golden vial with the tears I collected from your eyes in your moments of grief. I have never left your side, my people. Oh, how I wish everyone to know my tender mercy that cannot bear to abandon a suffering soul. How I long for souls to know I am by their side. They are not alone. I am intimately involved in their lives, always trying to guide them in the right way. But they have been fed so many lies and twisted pictures of who I am. They cannot bear to approach me for fear of punishment. Yet I stand beside them, arms wide open, waiting for some sign of seeking me. I approach them with great delicacy, place my hand upon their heads, and allow them to sense a little of my presence, to wake up their hearts, to know I'm not going to smite them. On the contrary, I'm going to comfort, forgive, and pour new life into them. Not just any life, but the life they've always longed for. I do not care what you've done. Did I not pardon the adulterous woman? Did I not touch and comfort the prostitute who poured the precious oil over my feet in preparation for my burial? Did I not pardon the thief and murderer dying by my side? What did he say to me? Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Did I chastise and turn him away for the men, women, and children he murdered and stole from? It's not that I condone sin. It's that I came to set you free from sin, from the punishment of your sins, so you could be with me in heaven for eternity. I did this because of my passionate love for each and every one of you. But you will not believe this until you see the place I've prepared for you. Go now, my precious heart dwellers, and dream sweet dreams about the day we will finally be together. And for those of you who do not yet know me, dream of the most wonderful place on earth for you. Then see me standing there with my arms wide open to you, inviting you to step into the dream with me. Even if Disney designed that setting, still, it would not approach the beauty of what I've prepared for you when you finally come to me. I am waiting for so many of you. Please do not delay. This world is a wicked place, and no one is guaranteed another day. So come. Come to me now, while you can. I wait for you.